Hello and welcome to Unrivaled Experts, where we get the best of the best to share their insider secrets so you can get a shortcut to living a better life. I'm your host, Chris Gunkel, and joining us today is Dr. Karen Simeon McBride. And Dr. Karen is a renowned business coach and strategist. She's an entrepreneur and a motivational speaker, and is the chief executive officer of MK Circle CEO Institute. Dr. Karen is committed to developing emotionally intelligent leaders through a variety of coaching programs that range from corporate counseling all the way to leadership programs for individuals. And what I appreciate about her approach is that she overlaps psychology theory and business acumen to really dig into how people are making decisions, how they execute strategies, shift their mindset, and interact with each other. And today, she's here to talk to us about the epidemic of bad leadership, and specifically where those who are in positions of power have no understanding of the true purpose of leadership. Dr. Karen, thank you for joining us, and welcome to the show.
Chris, thanks for having me. I don't think we need an interview. I think you covered it all.
Well, thank you very much for being here. You have a wealth of knowledge. I know we're only touching on one little sliver of that today, but I am excited to have this conversation. So let's kick it off. Can you tell us who it is that you help the most?
Yes. You know, you mentioned the epidemic of bad leaders and leadership. It's, you know, the focus point for us is the top. Really, you know, we do work with mid-level managers, as well as even entrepreneurs and small business owners, but it's the top. So the executive suite is where we need to focus in on the most, because culture is set by the top. And so we like to focus there first. Sometimes we do come into a corporation at the middle, but we somehow work our way up to the top, because we just really believe that the top is where it filters down. If the leader of the organization in the C-suite I'm speaking of is emotionally intelligent, then the rest of the whole organization will feel that same experience.
Right. Yeah. The top is really who sets the tone and filters that down to the rest of the organization so they can follow suit, set, you know, really get the pace, get the culture going. Right. I love that. What's one big problem that you specialize in solving, and why is this?
Wow. You know, of course, we solve plenty of problems, right? But I do think the biggest one is the communication, you know, how we communicate. We all come in to an organization as who we are, and we communicate as who we are, and we discount who's around us and how they would understand our communication. Right. So we think differently, we process differently, and we communicate differently. And so it's so important for us to understand, how do we communicate? And I say that is the core of the problem, to really fix, as you say, how we communicate. And then from there, it opens up the doors for better strategy, better interactions, better engagements, you know, profitability.
Yeah, and in any area of life, especially in business, though, that communication aspect is so key. We tend to get in that trap of thinking everybody else thinks and processes information the same way we do, you know, because that's our worldview and our focus, and it can really muddy the waters and cause some tension that doesn't need to be there. So I love that approach, fixing that communication first. What is your solution to this communication problem? How do we fix it?
So, you know, we created, I did, you know, my team and I, but of course, leading that research, we did a research on human behavior and on business acumen, right? And how they all correlate. And through that, we discovered that there is languages. So there actually are what we call leadership languages. And these languages are all different, right? And we've kind of mirrored them down to four quadrants of languages. And what we found is that, you know, there's different ways of communicating, of course, and that once we figured that out and identify the leadership languages, then we're able to teach leaders to be bilingual in leadership language. And through that, you then are more aware, going to emotional intelligence, to be able to communicate in a way that's going to be effective. Not right, not wrong, just effective. Because at the end of the day, we want effective results, because effective results, again, goes to that bottom line, right, Chris? And everybody in the C-suite wants it to support the bottom line. So we created this method of the new leadership language, and we teach that language to our executives. And they use it, of course, with their team, so then that everyone is speaking this language.
So what are some common mistakes that you see, though? So somebody, a leader wants to change their organization for the better. They want to fix the communication issue, because every organization feels this, right? They feel that communication pain. Right. What are some of those common mistakes that people are making, that these leaders make when they're trying to solve this on their own without a coach?
We want it our way. You know, I'm a CEO of an organization. And, you know, if we don't identify first, you know, emotional intelligence says it's on a personal competency side, there's three things that we need to be aware of. One is self-awareness. So we need to be aware of who we are and what we do and how we feel. Secondly is self-regulation, that we need to be able to regulate some of these things that we want to be able to truly get input from others. And the last one is motivation. We have to be able to self-motivate ourselves. But that first starts with us being aware and being able to regulate. And so we have to, as leaders, have to truly pay attention to how we are and who we are, and that our way is not always the best way. And I find in all of my connections with my leaders, they know. And because they know, because they're in the highest level of leadership, right? They're in the highest level of their organization. I'm the boss. I'm supposed to know. And it's really helping them shift that mindset from I'm the boss, I know, to yes, I'm the boss, I know some things, but the whole purpose is for my team to know more, for my team to be engaged in supporting me on what I know and helping me see things that I don't. And the only way to do that is to be open to and stepping away from I'm right.
And there are a lot of voices out there in the leadership world. You know, a lot of people dispensing advice. Yeah. Most of them don't have your background and your credentials and the expertise. And again, I love that you take the approach from the psychological side as well to really get those lasting results. But what is some of the worst advice that you see out there, that you hear that others are giving when it comes to, you know, helping to help leaders?
Wow. I think probably the one is, and we've heard this so much in our careers, even early on, you know, during the days of Drucker and all, you know, those spaces, that, you know, emotion shouldn't be in the workplace. And you have a brain that is 90% emotional. There's no way you can tell a human being not to be emotional. But it's about how we are aware of those emotions, how we regulate those emotions, how we utilize those emotions, because they're a part of that leadership language. We all, in something as simple, Chris, as someone not saying good morning to you will create an emotional reaction from you. And that right there, you can't discount that. You can't say, don't have emotion, don't put emotion in. You want to be so aware of it that you see that somebody walked past you, didn't communicate, and then you and change, instead of walking away being upset, interact with that individual and say, hey, just want to say good morning. It's about shifting our mindsets. But I hear all the time, you know, this, don't be emotional. Don't let your emotions get the best of you. You know, focus in on only on the facts and the data. And yes, that is true. But we also have to not discount that we're human.
Yeah, we're people, not robots. Exactly. And like you said, yeah, we're 90% emotional. You know, just the way our brain works with all of the automated responses and everything. You know, so much is driven by that unconscious mind that we can't help but be emotional. So I love that approach, and you know, trying to get people to shift that mindset and pay attention to more than just what's right in front of them, and realizing how other people are reacting to what they're putting out. Can you give an example of somebody, a person or an organization who came to you and needed your help and what you were able to do to help guide them through this process and how they came out on the other end?
Absolutely. I can't necessarily give that information of who, because I am a practitioner, right? And I do hold confidentiality with my clients. But what I will say, it's a very large and it's a city-based organization. And I went in first meeting with the mid-manager level and immediately doing, you know, the work and the exercises and the things that we do in our coaching space, we were able to, the shift started happening in the middle. And from the shift, I meant like individuals start communicating differently. Individuals started becoming more strategic. Individuals started to pause and then listen or not react so quickly or take time to do some additional research. And they start moving in that space. And so from there, I was then asked to meet with one of the C-suites, because they saw a difference in their team. They saw something different and they wanted to know, well, what was this? I want to know more about it. And so from there, we were able to work with the entire C-suite of that organization, and just amazing shifts took place. Culture shifted, less people leaving was one of the results we got, being people feeling more connected to their work. Productivity increased. It was just amazing to see that we shifted the mindsets of these individuals and shifted these individuals in a place. And some even decided to move on, right, through this process and find work that was more satisfying, that they really were able to realize that this wasn't for them. And then those who did, you know, stay and work, they found that, wow, I missed so much. I didn't get a chance to learn as much as I'm learning now. And I've been in this organization for 10 years. So it was just one of many of our stories of how we come in, because we are very result driven. You know, we are a research firm first before we're an executive coaching firm. And we believe in the people. We believe in shifting people and to the best they can be. And that's what we focus in on. And so that was one of, you know, one of those stories that definitely keeps a smile on my face. And this, again, was a large city entity.
And that's pretty incredible that you could have somebody in an organization for a decade and have some things, some resources, whatever it is, right under their nose and completely missing out on it just because they needed to make a shift in mindset. So pretty incredible that you're able to go in and get results like that for people who have been there for that amount of time. So I love it. Thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
On that note, what's something that people in our audience, what's something that we can do in the next 48 hours to really get us down the right path to create change in our organizations?
Well, I would say, and unfortunately, it's like a plug, but it's the truth is, I mentioned leadership language in our operational style leadership language I mentioned earlier. It's really, we have an assessment, and I encourage people to take the assessment. You take that assessment, and it's going to reveal some amazing information about you. It's going to actually almost be spooky. And I always tell people that we use our powers for good, so no need to be worried. But it opens the door on just how you think, how you process. It answers questions for you about how you think, how you process, how you communicate. And then from there, you just want to learn more and you want to even apply it. The information is so good that you can actually apply it the next day. And so that's what I would encourage individuals to do, is to seek out our assessment and take it and just see the results from it. And then you also have an opportunity to meet with me for a 30-minute session to review the assessment and give a little bit more deeper dive about you as a person. But it's definitely rewarding. We have people taking it every day, all day, and we are just, again, changing lives that way, Chris, as well as, you know, of course, working with corporations.
And that is such a powerful thing, too. So if you haven't done an assessment like that, it is so eye-opening. And I also like that there's the opportunity then to work with you for 30 minutes. So that way you can say, okay, here's what all of this means, yeah, and here's how you can use it. Here's how you can apply it immediately. So that is so powerful and an incredible resource. How do we find that? I want everybody to know how to get to that assessment and how to learn more about working with you.
Absolutely. So the best way is to go to our website, and that's www.mkcircle.com. So mkcircle.com. And then you just click on assessments, and you can see leadership language assessment, and you see an operational style assessment. You could select either one of those and, you know, start that journey.
Fantastic. And I'll make sure I put that link on the show notes page so everybody can get to that, awesome, along with other ways that they can connect with you. Dr. Karen, I wish we had more time to really unpack all of this stuff, but thank you so much for being on the show. You've given us some great information.
Absolutely, Chris. This was such a pleasure. I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to speak with you this morning.
Thanks for being here and checking out our latest amazing guest. Be sure to head over to unrivaledexperts.com to learn from more incredible experts so you can get a shortcut to living your best life.